It helps us all to find out what cities are doing as they attempt to restabilize as ecologically viable places to live in the long term. There is a competition between mayors of places like Portland, San Francisco, and Vancouver in Canada to be the greenest cities. On October 20, 2009, new Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson took the opportunity of the Gaining Ground Resilient Cities Conference to announce a 10-point, 10-year green plan. Here is what he promised his audience and his citizens.
The work that we have already done as a team, we launched a quick start report back in May, and this was the initial piece of work that the team did to put together a set of actions, 44 actions to launch this year, as many as possible this year, to get some momentum, to get some early wins, and to make sure we demonstrated how viable and how necessary this work is. So in this, in the first 6 months, basically, since we launched that quick start report, we have brought in the strongest electric vehicle standards in North America. We have doubled our cycling infrastructure budget, and we have added separate bike lane, protected bike lane on the Burrard Bridge. We have a lot more work to do on the cycling front, but we've boosted the community garden plots around the city. We're now just a few months away, fingers crossed, of having curbside citywide composting pickup and a whole system for compost. That was, incidentally, in the many, many hundreds of inputs that came in, picking up the compost was number one. So glad to see it still resonates here. A number of cities around the world are already doing these things. On a number of fronts, we are playing catch-up, and that's why I thought it was critical that we have a longer-term plan, a 10-year plan, and beyond a 10-year plan, goals for a generation out that not only keeps us on top of the in the top tier and the top group, but has the potential to put us on top and be the leader as the greenest city. And as I said, I'm supposed to just be welcoming you here and stepping down and passing the mic. I'm going to take a few extra minutes here to give you a sneak preview of a bright green future, the action plan for Vancouver to be the world's greenest city by 2020 that is being released today. So I'm just going to share with you the 10 long-term goals that will make Vancouver the greenest city in the world. These are very ambitious goals. None of them will be easy, but they are pragmatic in terms of doability, and they're critical for the health and prosperity of future generations here in Vancouver, and will obviously benefit the whole world if we are able to elicit a chain reaction around the world among the big cities in the world to embrace goals and targets like this. Each long-term goal is accompanied by a measurable 2020 target that will ensure that we remain on track, and we will have good tracking and good accountability for this all the way through. We have, I believe, a screen graphic up. We have our first sets of goals on the green economy and green jobs. Making Vancouver a mecca for green enterprise is the first long-term goal, and the 2020 target is to create 20,000 new green jobs, and we expect many of these jobs will be created by the actions taken and the rest of these goals, and hopefully we can go far beyond this goal in terms of greening many of the jobs that are already here in Vancouver by definition. The second big goal on climate leadership is to eliminate Vancouver's dependence on fossil fuels over the long term. Our 2020 target is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 33% from 2007 levels. We are now under 5 tons per capita, with only a few cities in Europe ahead of us right now. We have a very strong position on this right now, but no question we can continue to improve that and hopefully be the leader around the world in reducing that reliance on fossil fuels. The third goal on green economy and green jobs is to lead the world in green building, design, and construction. And we have a 2020 target of all new construction being carbon neutral and improving the efficiency of existing buildings by 20%. The greener communities goals, which are next, start with green mobility and making walking, cycling, and public transit the preferred options for transportation. Our 2020 target is making the majority of trips by foot, bike, or public transit. That's over 50%. Right now, we're currently about 37% and rising. So we've got our work cut out for us to do that. We may be helped along by the price of oil in the near future. We are set up with good infrastructure to make that transition, though. Zero waste. Creating zero waste is the fifth long-term goal. Our 2020 target is to reduce solid waste per capita going to the landfill or incinerator by 40%. And note that we chose a waste reduction goal rather than a diversion goal. The ultimate goal here is to reduce the amount of waste that is produced to begin with. Sixth goal is easy access to nature, providing incomparable access to green spaces, including the world's most spectacular urban forest. We have a patch of the world's most spectacular urban forest, 1,000 acres worth in Stanley Park, but we want to see that expanded right across the city. 2020 targets, as a forest fan. I don't think the rest of the city will look quite like Stanley Park, but you know what I mean. In 2020, we want to see every person living within a five-minute walk of a park, beach, greenway, or other natural space, and we want to set a goal of 150,000 trees planted in the next 10 years in this city. Our seventh goal on the community's front is reducing our ecological footprint and long-term achieving a one-planet footprint. Of course, this is the bottom line in terms of sustainability. 2020, the goal is to reduce per capita ecological footprint by 33%. Right now we're at about 7 hectares per capita. The sustainable marker for globally is 1.8 hectares per person. And we have a ways to go. Right now we're at 4 planets worth of consumption and waste, and we need to bring that right down. So in the next 10 years, we want to see that come down 33% en route to getting to a one-planet footprint. The third set, goals 8, 9, and 10, targets on human health and urban health. Number 8 is clean water, and we might think we already have that. We want to be enjoying the best drinking water of any major city in the world. We, again, have a natural advantage on this one. We want to always meet or beat the strongest of BC, Canada, or World Health Organization standards on drinking water. And we want to reduce our per capita water consumption by 2020 by 33%. We are big, big users of water, haven't really focused on this type of a goal yet, and that's a new goal for the city. Clean air, breathing the cleanest air of any major city in the world. Again, always meeting or beating World Health Organization air quality standards and guidelines, which are stronger than the Canadian guidelines. And as the population increases and industry increases, it will be an ongoing struggle to improve the quality of our air here, but no doubt critical to human health. The 10th target here is on local food and becoming a global leader in urban food systems. 2020 target to reduce the carbon footprint of our food by 33%, which is very, very closely aligned with local food production. That carbon footprint is one way of setting a metric around local food production and ensuring that that we are of a low-carbon food system. We have, again, great natural advantages with the ALR, with the very productive soils surrounding us, and, of course, the ocean that we need to be looking after in this respect as well. So our definition of greenest here, as you see by this array of targets, 10 different goals, means succeeding at all 10. This is like the decathlon. The Greenest City Challenge means you've got to be right up in the top, right across the board in all 10 of these categories. And there's no question that these are undeniably bold targets for the city to tackle, for any city to tackle, regardless of what natural advantages we have. But they're certainly achievable. There's no question in 10 years that this kind of change can take place. And most importantly, we have the targets. We are setting the targets. I'm trusting that my council will embrace this challenge and approve this set of targets for us to strive for. We've got to get beyond moving, having a more muddled feel-good about green talk that has been relatively pervasive. It's been important in building momentum and building support. But at this point, we have to replace that with very tangible targets and focus on achieving them.
That was Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson announcing the new 10-year green goals for the city. It's ambitious for transportation, carbon reduction, air quality, localized food production, green jobs, and more. The council is setting measurable targets so we can see if real action follows. Download the full speech from ecoshock.org, find the audio on demand menu on our main page, and then choose cities. Look for the Resilient Cities files. That's all at ecoshock.org.